Guess who's back? Back again.
He's back. He's back. Voldemort's back.
Whosoever hears this audio, if they be worthy, shall possess the inside human and superhuman abilities of the world's mightiest metahumans. Accompanying this journey of high-quality nerd commentary, we got my son Colton, a.k.a. Pizza Parker. Talk to the people.
Boy Colton, a.k.a. Pizza Parker, a.k.a. She gonna be gobbling this fire, so...
Woo!
Magical contractual.
And as always, you know, we got our son Gas floating in the atmosphere right now, doing his thing, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's your boy Dennis, a.k.a. Old Dirty Dennis, a.k.a. Harry Potter, you know what I mean? And the AKAs of fire, you know what I mean? A.k.a. What am I? Say it. Wizard.
Yo, the crossover is real!
Yo, welcome to another issue of the Mighty Metahumans podcast, bro. How you feeling?
I'm feeling amazing, man. I'm feeling great.
Okay. So, we're four movies into Harry Potter. We know y'all niggas love this shit. You know what I mean? Like, we always get a good response. People hit me up all the time. I get people hitting me up, like, live reactions while they fucking listen to these episodes.
They really fuck with these shit.
Yeah, they really fuck with these. So, of course, we got to do the next Harry Potter. And I came in here last time after I saw, I forgot what, Azkaban. Prisoner of Azkaban. And this nigga said, yo, Goblet of Fire is the one. And I'm here to say, it might just be the one. Like, It was pretty good.
Yes, sir.
And part
damn,
of the,
I wish I had my Trial Wizard tournament sweater on. Fuck.
Yeah. One of the reasons why it was the one is because it was the last movie was alright, and the one before that it was alright too. The first one, it got a passable score because of my son Voldemort. This one, he carried the weight, nigga. Like, he carried the weight. He heard me talking. I was like, yo, wait till the fourth one, nigga.
He knew what the fuck was going on.
Yeah. He brought them niggas a champ. He did.
They was down 3-0.
He tied the series. It ain't over because there's still some movies left.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But he tied it up. Like,
okay. 2-2? It's 2-2 right now?
It's 2-2.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? He gave us a couple
games.
Okay,
what's your two? You said the first, this one and the first one?
No, I would say the second one. The second one and this one. Yeah. Because the first one, it was passable, but it wasn't. Okay. At that point, I was still like, I don't see the hype. Okay. The second one was like, okay, this is decent. And then the third one, it was just like, it kind of felt like, okay, shit happened, but it was just like, but why? But then this one, it felt like, okay, there's... Because, I mean, the last one was time travel and shit. And it was just what does this have to do with anything?
How did they do that? How did they even get here?
And then, like, this one, it was like, oh, this nigga had a plan. Okay. And this is why I said...
Good evil scheme.
Yo, this is why I said episode one of this Harry Potter series, this nigga Voldemort is that nigga. Like, he's that nigga. Yeah. It was very clear from the first movie, like, okay, like, this nigga got a plan, and I fuck with this nigga.
Yeah,
like,
man, prep time. Wizard prep time.
Because, boy, when it finally came, I felt like this was probably one of the more cohesive for me, like, movies, because when it finally came together, what happened, it was like,
that makes sense.
I like that. I really like that. It didn't feel like, oh, we're just going to throw time travel in. The movie ends. It was like, oh.
Did something.
Y'all did something. There was some writing in this movie. Y'all worked on a script for this movie. The writing room was up. Like, niggas got paid. Payday came that day. Like,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Okay, niggas got raises and shit.
I think around that time, might have been fresh off the first writer's thing.
Yeah, niggas came back and got that check. Woo, buddy. Niggas was putting in that work. I like it. So, all right, as always, you know, like, I try to take notes, kind of guide us through, and, like, we do commentary along the way. So, the movie definitely starts off with, and I thought this part was interesting because, like, it would have never happened to me. That's how I know, like, Harry would have been fucked up from the beginning, because this would have never happened. It was the old nigga in his house. Saw the light on next door.
Yeah.
Got dressed. This nigga got dressed like them old time niggas with the whole old skirt shit niggas. With the like the little candle, like the little lantern. This nigga's a Jean lantern. This nigga left the crib. That, actually, he's not a Jean lantern, because I'd have never left the crib. So yeah, no, nah. I'm not putting that nigga in the squad.
I mean, he had a corduroy general,
nigga. Like yeah.
corduroy commander.
Yeah.
He's a corduroy commander.
Yeah. No, this nigga is not a part of the squad. So this nigga takes his little lantern. Goes
wait,
across
is that the, is that our evil?
Yeah, that's the corduroy commandos? The corduroys, niggas.
The corduroy commandos. Damn.
Yeah, nigga. Like we
gotta get that comic out.
Yeah, yeah. So this nigga goes across the field. Cause it's not even like a apartment complex. This nigga got across like dirt and shit. This nigga goes, and then the house is boarded up. This nigga takes the board. That's how you know a nigga's too nosy, son.
That's also how you know a nigga hate kids. Yo, as a whole nigga. Like, bro, his first thought process was, these goddamn teenagers. Kid, yeah. And everybody, I'm just in my head like, nigga, no. Nigga, we are watching Harry Potter. Nigga, this is most likely going to be a demon.
If I see a house boarded up, and his lights on. Oh, his crackheads doing anything. No,
it's a bunch of trap niggas in there.
Yeah, they doing anything.
They cooking the work.
Why am I interrupting these niggas at their job? I don't want niggas interrupting
whipping up illegal polyjuice potions.
I don't want niggas interrupting me at my job. Why am I interrupting niggas doing their work? This nigga goes across there, takes the boards down, looks inside. See, it's desolate. Sees a little light at the top of the steps. Goes up the steps. Sneaky on some Scooby Doo shit. Sneaky. We hear Voldemort, that nigga with the soft tone voice.
See a little ass scheming. Tiny ass hand.
Scheming.
He's scheming with a little ass tiny hand.
You just hear him scheming. You see like the other two niggas in there
see
with
Peter
them.
Peter Pettigrew and then that little rat ass nigga. The other Roach Jr. or whatever the nigga name is.
And this nigga's just looking in the hallway listening. All right, at this point, it's not kids. Leave, nigga. Like, why are you still here? Like, mind your business. Then you see the giant snake walk past
then
this nigga.
Basilisk,
that's the second time you got a warning to leave, nigga.
Oh, like, no, he didn't see the shit. That's the crazy part.
It slid through his, it slid around his leg, but it has to get.
He sees it, bro. And he stays there.
And then the snake snitches. But
also,
like, yo, it's
hilariously
the nigga in the hallway.
Enough, the snake go. Right? And then and in my head, the second the snake was like, I said, oh, that nigga telling. Yo. I would have dipped. I would have fucking dipped. Yo, I'm not going to lie. Guys.
Yo.
I'm not part of the magical world. I see a dog run back to his owner when I'm in his crib and not supposed. I'm fucking out of there. That dog is finna snitch.
Yo,
I'm gone.
Go home. Pretend you asleep. Like, do something.
First of all. I see the size of the snake. I see the direction where the snake came from. Bro. I said, this nigga just went past me.
Yeah. It's time to go.
I gotta leave.
It's time to go, nigga. I did not see any. I didn't hear nothing. This nigga gets himself murked.
When do snakes,
for no
reason. When did snakes get stealth mode?
Exactly.
I don't like it.
Like, why would you put yourself through this? So this nigga gets caught up. And all I could think about as a New Yorker is, I don't mind my business.
I would have been minding my business.
Bro, niggas mind their business on the train through all the wildest shit. I've seen crazy shit on the A-train.
All I'm saying is, I see my neighbor's lights in their crib all the time.
What's that got to do with me?
I've never in my life thought, maybe I should go check that out.
Ain't my light bill? What the fuck?
nigga, you
are managing your light bill.
I'm not going in. Yo, bro. Actually, even crazier. I've never seen some shit boarded up and was like, let me remove these boards.
Nigga. Yeah.
What's going on inside here? Because it's a light on up there.
Because in my head, it's like, yo, if it's boarded up, how the niggas getting there?
Yeah, that's not my business.
Yo, it's not one of my buildings.
And you know what? Now that we talking about this, I don't feel bad for that old bitch.
I didn't feel bad for that nigga, son.
What are you doing? Mind your fucking business.
That's my first thought as a New Yorker. You gotta mind your business sometimes, nigga. If niggas scheming in the building,
that got nothing to do with me, bro.
Unless you scheming on me and we gotta shoot this shit up, ain't my business. The fuck? I don't know a Harry, nigga. I don't know a fucking Harry.
What
That's
the fuck
not
you
my
talking
problem.
About? That nigga was eavesdropping, thinking like he would know who the nigga talking about. Yeah, we finna get Harry
this
Potter.
This shit is
this
like
year.
Them TikTok
niggas. Nigga listening, he like, Harry Potter, damn, Harry Potter's in trouble.
This is literally like them TikTok niggas, like where they gotta find Susan. Where niggas is talking about Shorty and it's like, yo, I'm gonna record this and I'm gonna put it on social media. Yo, Susie, your friend's talking about you. This is what this nigga was doing.
You know
son.
What? I'm not gonna lie. He bought it in the Facebook community. He definitely was part of the Facebook community. You know he gonna put a status up saying, I don't know who this Harry Potter is, but that boy is in trouble. They are trying to kill you, son. I don't know who that is, but boy, there's a guy with a small hand and a soft voice talking about he gonna kill you.
Because in my mind, in that moment, I've been like, yo,
you know what? Sorry, wrong accent. Well, boy, was he Scottish or English?
I feel like he was like Scottish or shit.
Well, boy, I feel bad for you. I don't know who this Harry Potter fella is, but he's probably going to die.
Yo,
I'm really good at that.
Yo, that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
But yeah, guys,
I felt like in that moment, my thought process would have been like, he did that shit.
Yeah.
If niggas is going into a secret building to scheme on you, you probably did that shit. Like, no one goes that far for revenge unless you did some shit and it's like, yo, we are enemies.
How you think Voldemort would have felt if, like, he would have busted the door open and then the nigga would have yelled, I hate everybody too? What if that's, you think he would have let him be part of the set?
He'd have been like that wheezy gif, like, ooh.
He said, I'm not gonna lie, I heard your story about this Harry Potter nigga, and I hate that nigga. I also hope he die. How can I help? You think they would have let him be down?
It would have been a Facebook community, son. It's like, listen, brother,
we also hate
that's Harry, how I
brother.
Feel about the black.
Baltimore would be like, nah, you gotta get this fucking bigot out of here, man. What is he doing hating black people? We only hate children over here. We only hate fucking kids. It don't matter what race they are. We hate fucking children. And it just so happens that my child is white, so I'm not racist. Voldemort, you know what? Good guy. I don't know. We talk about how he hates a child. We don't talk about how he kept it within his own race.
Yep. Hey, that's tolerance. That's white violence. That's not my problem.
Tolerance.
Hey, I'm on my black business.
You know who else is, you know what else he does that I appreciate? He only hires white people. Hey, for his evil set.
For his evil schemes, you know what I mean? It's white on white violence. That got nothing to do with me.
Can we appreciate Voldemort just a little bit?
That's not my business.
He keeps it real.
Yeah, I fuck with that.
Yeah, I can tell you.
Okay, so we find out that Harry also has a dream about the whole shit going on. He doesn't know what the shit means, but he basically wakes up and it's him. Obviously, it's the trio. Him, Hermione, and like Ron. They link up. And all of a sudden, I'm watching this movie. Mind you, I am truly a person watching these movies for the first time. I did not pay attention to the commercials. I didn't give a fuck about any of this shit. So I'm watching a movie. I look down for like a second to grab my phone because I'm taking notes. I'm taking notes for the pod. And I look up. And it's Edward. And I'm like, what the... What is he doing here?
Did you see the best part about that, though?
What's up?
So the best part about that conversation is Harry is talking to his father.
Yeah. And his
uncle. Then the nigga goes, I got a son like your age. And this nigga, Edward, pops out from the tree. Nigga. Like, he just falls out of the tree and lands mad perfectly. Hey, I'm Cedric Diggory.
Yeah, I was just like...
Nigga, what the... Is this Edward Cullen?
Why are you in a tree, my nigga? Like, what?
Why is he always in trees?
Yo, why are you climbing trees? We gotta
talk about that. Why he always in trees? Because that was the thing in Twilight. Jackson, that was the thing in Twilight.
Why are you always in trees, son? Like,
that nigga loved trees. Yo, oh my God. And he was in a tree looking down. Yo, at Harry, like, we gotta get that Michael Jackson meme, but we gotta put Edward Cullen face.
That might be the cover. That might be the cover, y'all.
Looking down from the tree.
Cause it's like, yo, and bro, we might like, gotta what's put like a Triwizard tournament,
shit dead right ass. Next
so like, yeah, so these niggas meet up and they're going to like the Quidditch Super Bowl, basically.
Quidditch and World Cup.
Yeah, and that shit literally looks like a tailgate. Like niggas was out First there. Of all, like it was packed.
We might have to go on a little tangent. We might have to go on a little tangent.
What's up?
Is magical tailgates don't seem like to be the most lit shit of all time?
Yes, nigga. First of all, I was there like, yo, this shit look hard.
First of all, fuck all that. Let's talk about the tents.
Yo, I had the tents in my notes too, because I was like, yo, if we could get magic tents in New York, nigga, it would solve homelessness, my nigga. Bro, like,
the first of all, just one you parking could lot. I feel like everyone in the Wizarding World was. Yeah. You could put like a million tents in a forest, and that could put probably the whole world
Nigga,
because the way those tents are on the inside, I was like, there is no fucking way.
There's no way. There's no way. You know what New York would charge rent-wise for in a fucking tent, nigga? Yo, one, it takes up very little room.
Everyone tent looks two, the same on the outside.
And then you go inside, and it's like a three-bedroom apartment.
Different nigga. Shit for everybody.
Oh, my God.
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? Crazy that actually might stop a lot of niggas hating.
That's true,
if
too.
Everyone's crib looked the same on the outside, but on the inside, it was different, personalized based off what you like.
That's true.
Might stop some hating. It would be really hard to find people's cribs. It would be so hard to find a nigga crib.
But it would definitely probably be a problem with random B&Es, my nigga, because it's just a tent.
Unless you put like a warding spell, and even up front, other niggas know magic. They can just spell that bitch.
No, I mean, it'll be like, a lot of B&Es. And when the weather's crazy outside, nigga, I need to know my tent can hold up.
I need to know
if tsunamis, nigga,
are fireproof.
Yes.
I need to know like a lot of different things. Because you know what? If we keep talking, we're going to figure that answer out.
Yeah. Like, okay. So yeah, like I said, this shit is looking like a Super Bowl fucking tailgate. I thought the shit was mad fire.
That shit was lit. I want to go to one.
Word.
I would have been in the middle of the fucking like street with two Butterbeers in my hands. Hitting this. Ooh. What country? Whatever the black country was. If it was like Africa, I would be like, ooh, with my African jersey. Going crazy.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, we get to, like, the actual stadium. And this is the best stadium I've ever seen in my entire life. Like,
that shit is...
The only thing I would say is, like, I would be terrified if I was, like, lower down. Because it's so steep. It literally looks like Broadway Junction steps, my nigga. Like, the way they place that shit where everybody's, like, sitting down. It's just like, yo, how do I get to the bottom and not trip and fall and die?
Also, you in the super nosebleeds if you're at the top.
Bro.
Dead ass. Say if you're at that, you in the super duper nosebleeds.
Dead ass. So I'm looking at that shit and I'm like, yo, why don't, like, I feel like a lot of the time in this movie, I kept thinking about shit like as a New Yorker or like someone that's like making money. How I feel like Eric Adams should be looking at some shit like this, like an actual mayor, like with plans. And I'm like, yo, if we had like a Wizard Stadium, my nigga, we could make mad money for the city, bro. Like not even a Wizard Stadium, but like a supernatural stadium for like all the shit that happens. And imagine what we would have made off of fucking Voldemort if we gave him somewhere to actually do his schemes, nigga. Like, instead, this nigga's using abandoned buildings. Now he can rent the stadium out. He get all his dead homies. His evil homies.
The greatest thing that an anime ever did business-wise / like what you're talking about was when they let Cell construct a stadium so he could fight niggas one-on-one in the middle of nowhere
and
just
nigga.
Record it. And I'm telling you now, Dragon Ball Z is not that deep to talk about it, but if they was to do some type of estimates of how much bread they made during the Cell games on TV, it was broadcasting everywhere. Everyone was watching it.
Son.
Nigga, you know how much money that TV station or whatever station had the rights made?
Bro, this is what I'm saying.
Eric Adams, you're not watching the right movies. You're partying too much.
Son.
You gotta go home and watch Godzilla Fire.
I'm sitting there thinking like, yo, one, we'd have Voldemort in there going crazy. Two, boom, next thing that came to mind, MCU, Council of Kangs, full stadium, nigga. We had Kang show up to do his timeline hijinks. In our state,
hold on. Think about it like this. Every superhero, bad nigga comes through in the city. Yo, wait. We got a stadium. We got
somewhere you can plan your shit.
No. Try fight. We go.
Yo, there you.
I'm not even joking. Like we dead ass just fuck. And like the nigga would be like, because again, we know how you niggas write. Niggas is always loyal warriors.
Yeah, I will meet you at this place to fight you.
You know what it's like? It's like that new shit. And I definitely want to go to one of those where you break shit. It's literally one of those, but for like evil niggas. Like It's right there. I feel like this movie...
Fight, somebody fight them there.
Bro, like, this movie was giving out all the fucking ingredients for, like, niggas to make money in this city, son. Like, if I can construct a stadium for all the evil niggas, you go there and you construct your business. Now, it's gonna cost you. I got stadium lights. You want an audience, my nigga? Like, we sell tickets. I gotta get something off the tickets. Shout out to my son, Taki, and What's the Move? We gonna do it through the online shit, you know what I mean?
What's the Move at Arena Fridays?
Yeah, nigga,
you what? Get what I'm saying? We got Arena Fridays drinks, popping yo. Out. It's happy hour.
Yo, nigga.
Thanos is popping out. Thanos said he's coming to fight the Avengers.
Yo, we got a skybox, you know what I mean?
Yo, we got VIP sections, bottles $1,000 each. You feel me? Yo.
Are we not sending a gold? Yo,
drafted by DraftKings. Sponsored by DraftKings.
You can
bet on no fights. First of all, are we not bringing back Brad Turner?
Yo. Are we not solving mad problems? We solving mad problems right now, son.
New York will be fixed tomorrow. Nigga. I mean, nigga. Not tomorrow, because Thanos is pulling up. He's going to fuck a lot of shit up. But
that recovery,
after that month,
that
nigga,
reconstruction, nigga.
We can just hope somebody don't pull up right after Thanos. Be like, Thanos, nigga. Come on, man. We booked. Imagine.
Yo, we got to tell aliens. We got to tell the aliens that's invading. Like, hold on,
it
nigga.
It would just be us.
Yeah, like, but like, hold on.
Hold on. Oh, look, listen.
Did you sign up? Did you sign up?
What? They've been translated. What?
Yo, nah.
Hey, look.
Two weeks. Come back
no,
2 weeks.
No, We told them. We sent the Galactic Federation of Space.
There's no time for an invasion.
And unless they sign the DWT war form.
You don't have the permits. You can't invade the planet.
Invade Earth yet. And then the niggas like,
fuck. I know I left
yo,
something.
But, yo, we fuck with you.
Give this one. We're technically booked for two, but I feel like on Saturday, there's like a 6 to 7 period. There's a slot. We can work with that.
Your name's Killer Death Mechasaurus. Okay.
From the third quadrant? Okay.
All right. And are all of your people dinosaur cyborg robots?
Are they all coming? We need to know if there's space or we should like 20. Open. Are we opening the skybox? They need the skybox. They do need the skybox.
He said they're bringing 20. Only 3 are fighting. The rest actually want a VIP section. Okay, they said 15 bottles.
Perfect. Light or dark? Like we got
light or dark. We got some.
We got sparklers.
We got some glue blue shit.
Yeah, we got sparklers. Like
we got a guy that brought some alien shit.
Yeah,
we feel like you'll like it.
Does this not solve mad fucking problems?
I feel like aliens keep popping out. If we organize shit like that,
I feel like easier to deal with. I feel like they wouldn't even want to invade. Would you not want to come here and like have a good time?
Like, yo, I feel like let's push it even further. I feel like these niggas would want to move to Earth. They'd be like, yo, can we like pick up a residency?
And this is how I tie all my ideas together. And this is where the tents come in.
Boom. Did we not just solve everything?
Boom.
Oh my God.
Boom.
We just made Earth the number one place in the galaxy.
Oh shit.
And we were talking about Harry Potter.
Nigga.
That tangent is amazing though. We gotta cut that as its own segment.
Oh shit. All right. So so we do the stadium shit. Then again, there's always a nigga on some puff shit. That wants to shoot the club.
There's always a nigga that's making noise during everybody on mute.
Niggas trying to enjoy the mute part.
And somebody like, nah.
Like there's just that one person.
Nah, they not like, woo. They like, no. No.
Niggas fuck up the fun. Like it's always that one person that says, my fun is fucking up everyone else's fun.
And then
fun.
We find always. Out the answer to if the
tents are fired. Yeah, and they are not.
And they are not. So that is a problem.
We'll find something.
We'll figure it out.
We'll reinforce it somehow. We'll figure some shit out.
Yeah, continue.
So like I said, there's that one person that fucks it up. And clearly, one of my first thoughts is wizard security. Where the fuck are these niggas? Like, you have
a stadium.
I thought
they had horrors.
Yo,
they was badass.
You have a whole stadium that big. You don't got security. Nigga, what are you doing? I'm not going to that shit then, nigga.
Actually,
y'all niggas is crazy.
I have a counterpoint.
Okay,
all the cops are Death Eaters.
See?
It's just like real life.
Yeah. Ooh. Message. Message.
This is one of the few times that JK Insane did something that made sense.
Message.
She was like, look, we don't got security because they're all evil already. They're all part of the Facebook group.
Wow. They had the Facebook community. That's crazy. But yeah, so, you know, like these niggas, like they're clearly they don't do drills. Because everyone's just running like it's Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Everyone's,
there's no such thing as terroristic drills.
None. So, like, no one's hiding under anything, like, ducking on. No, everyone's just running for their lives.
Also, quick question. Niggas don't know magic no more?
That's what I'm saying. Because I thought that was going to be a next point. Because I was like, all right, well, maybe the security is just all of us. We are all the fucking security. Because we all know magic.
But why nobody did nothing?
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I have a host. That's the safest place to be. Because everyone in here knows magic. So if we all know magic, that one nigga with a gun is like firing at a rocket.
Nigga. I'm not going to lie. I start running and I know magic. I feel like 5 steps in, I'm going to go, wait, I know magic.
Yeah, what the fuck? It's like, yo, sit the fuck down, nigga.
Like, guys, we can fight back. It's more of us
than him, nigga. It's like 3 million of us in this stadium with one nigga. It's like all the people jumping to mute the nigga that's supposed to be on mute.
Yo,
like,
we can do it.
We can fucking do it, nigga.
But then like, no one did it. They all just ran.
They knocked out my son, Harry. Like,
yo, and here's another thing. Why do they hate my son so much? I hate him, but I don't hate him in the way that they hate him. I hate him because, you know what? Now that I'm watching it, the less my hate dissipates from him, and the more I feel bad for him. Because they put him through the fucking ringer. Shit that he didn't even want it. Nigga, first of all, they don't want you in your house. They don't want you in the magical world. They in Hogwarts treating you crazy. Nigga, you, every time you're like, I don't want to do this, you have to do it.
He's Jon Snow of the magic world,
Jon Snow of the magic world, bro.
Yeah, dead ass. So, yeah, all right, so I definitely wrote that down. Like, there's no wizard security. Like, these niggas just going crazy. This shit looks like Daenerys came and fucked the whole place up. All the tents is burning. My son is under debris. Like,
shit is happening.
Looking crazy. And what made this shit look even crazy is this nigga don't got a haircut. This nigga looks nuts. This nigga, I was trying to find the perfect example for this. And if you're watching this, or like you're not a fan, you should be able to like look this up. Or if you are a fan, it strikes you immediately once I found the perfect combination for what this nigga literally looks like. Marty Jannetty from Shawn Michaels when them niggas was together the night that he got betrayed. That's how this nigga hair looks. Now, if you're listening to this, go look up Marty Jannetty when he used to be a tag team partner with Shawn Michaels. Is that not what Harry looked like?
You just got the shorter version. You just got to cut like this part off, and Harry Dad got that.
I was like, yo, why this nigga look wild like this, son? He looked like he just got betrayed by Shawn Michaels back then, son. Nigga look crazy. Then the actual cops show up after everything's been burnt to crisp.
What happened here?
Like, yeah, it's just like, yo, like, where were y'all? Did no one think, yo, wizard cops should be at this event? Like, why are you niggas showing up at the end? That shit made no fucking sense. They're just like, and the crazy shit is, and this is not me defending him, because again, this is white people's business. My son Harry stood up, and all the cops pointed a wand at this nigga like they was about to shoot this nigga.
He's like, bro, I got assaulted. What's happening here?
I was like, yo, cop violence exists in everywhere.
And they're wilding. Like, y'all not even doing y'all job, son. Do I look like the nigga that beat myself up? I'm mad confused right now.
I was crying, son. I was like, yo, did they just pull the blicky on him?
Yes, nigga. And that's not gonna be the last time somebody pulled a blicky on Harry.
Yo, I was crying, son. I was like, there's no way they just pulled a gun on my nigga Harry after he just pulled himself out the debris and everyone left him.
Son.
That shit was funny as fuck. Anyway, so after all this shit happens, Harry ends up writing a letter to a Sirius Black to give him an update. And in that moment, again, me, New Yorker man, I'm like, yo, y'all niggas is wizards. Why y'all only transporting shit through owls and birds? First and of shit, all, nigga? Like, why?
I know y'all niggas got JPay.
Yo, bro,
I know, like, y'all niggas got JPay. I know you can hit your boy up from jail and FaceTime him or some shit,
bro.
They gotta be some type of FaceTime.
I've seen these niggas literally have parchment papers that can track where everyone is at any given moment. Your paintings talk, but I gotta travel by bird to get a letter across?
You telling me we can't just have two fucking orbs and,
nigga,
like, look at
Star
each other?
Star Wars, nigga. Like, why are we doing shit like this? So this nigga, I'm thinking, like, yo, by the time this nigga get this
letter...
Was it
one of the talking letters or was it a regular
letter? It was a regular written letter. And he rolled it up and gave it to, like, the owl Edwig or whatever. And it's like, yo, bro, like, by the time this nigga gets this letter, one, how do you know where he is? How the fuck you know this bird gonna deliver this letter, nigga? You don't know. This shit could end up in the river, nigga. Like,
hey, man, he trusts Hedwig, man. That's his boy.
Yo, I'm like, yo, by the time this nigga get this letter, this movie's gonna be over, nigga. There's no way, because if he's that close by, just go to his house. Let's go to this nigga's house. So he delivers the letter or whatever, trying to update this nigga on what's going on. I would say in that moment, by the fourth movie, it's like, okay, I could see the improvements in CGI and shit. Shit look pretty good. I'm like, okay, like, clearly Harry Potter's bringing in money to the studio.
Warner Brothers.
And they're like, give it right back. Like,
yeah,
pay the animators, because that shit did look pretty good. So yeah, so we move forward with that, and we find out that Hogwarts is going to be hosting a Triwizard Tournament.
Triwizard Tournament.
Across three schools. And in my mind, I'm sitting there thinking, like, all this time there's multiple schools. Why the fuck this nigga want to go to Hogwarts, nigga? I feel like after my first semester, I'm not staying here, nigga.
I'm not gonna lie. His choices was all shorty school or go be a Russian. So in my mind, I'm gonna stick with Hogwarts, I think, man. I can't get into the all shorty school for obvious reasons. And then we got the Russian military school. Putin is over there going crazy. Like, running these niggas like crazy. I don't know if I want to do all that.
Niggas is organized over there.
Hey, they do it. That's the military school, nigga. I don't know.
All I'm saying is, niggas would have had a hard time breaking into that school to come get me, nigga.
Also, but what I will say is Harry would have got his ass whooped every day in that Russian school.
I will say, when he went back home, that nigga would have been benching 250. Yeah. And
I've been in a whole different situation. That nigga would have had the master bedroom.
Exactly, nigga.
They would have he would have had the mom, the husband, and Dudley sleeping under the fucking shit.
Say something, nigga. What the fuck?
I don't even need magic, nigga.
Harry Brolic.
And
the Prisoner of Azkaban, nigga. Oh, shit. So, yeah. So, like, he sends the letter off, like I said. They're hosting a tournament. And, like, the girls look like they were, like, from Beyonce, nigga. Like, they were in formation.
Letting,
like,
butterflies out. Yo, Mariah Carey taught them how to do
shit. Going crazy,
shit.
Son. And then, just like you said, the Russian school. You know what I mean? Them niggas look like a fraternity. Them niggas came out doing all sorts of dances and shit, like, organized. And I was just mad confused.
It was having them goddamn Russian dances.
I was just like, all right, that's cool. And then we meet Moody. This nigga looks like the Toxic Crusader, nigga. I was just like,
you look crazy.
Already, honestly, and I didn't have proof at the time. So even though I say it now, it's more like in hindsight. All the teachers always look fun. All the time they bring in a new teacher, it's a funny looking nigga.
You a sketchy looking ass nigga. Why, like, are you so sketchy, bro?
Why you can't just be regular? Like,
yo,
every
why
new
they can't
teacher,
hire one regular new teacher?
It's just like, I can't prove nothing yet, but he's going to be a part of this somehow. Like,
I mean, you already have, like, three movies under your belt. So, like, you see the new teacher and you're like,
I mean, like, here we go.
By movie three, I was like,
Yes.
New teacher. Okay.
I was just like, yo, like, J.K. Rowling, we just one trick pony. Like,
can you learn something else, please?
Another plot twist. Like, give me something else. She did. So, yeah, so we meet the Toxic Crusader. And, you know, he's, like, showing, like, there's, like, three curses or whatever, and there's, like, the killing curse, and then I realize the killing curse is the shit that my dude,
Kadabra.
My dude, Voldemort, did in the beginning to like the nosy nigga.
Yep.
So I was like, oh, okay, so this nigga kind of knows, like, he might be a sketchy teacher, but at least he know what he talking about so far.
All the evil shit.
You know what I mean? Which I also find concerning, because like, why you know all the evil shit, my nigga?
Oh,
like,
too much about evil shit.
Like, you was really in the trenches and some shit. Like, but anyway, so yeah, he chose these niggas the killing curse or whatever. And I don't like how they keep singling out Harry, because he was like, yeah, only one person ever managed to survive this curse. And
everybody he just looks at the nigga.
It's just like, yo, bro, like, I just want to go to school. Bro, like, I get it. I'm different.
Can I get off
I
my
it.
Dick? Yeah, like, am I not in class? Like, can I learn the other curses?
Yo, like, for
nigga,
real.
Oh, you know I went through this one, nigga.
You know
on.
I'm traumatized already. Like, I get it. I get
that
it.
That shit was crazy.
So anyway, like, I'm thinking, like, the whole time, like, yo, why this nigga Crumb so intense, son? Like, this nigga is, like, yo, super intense. Anyway, he enters the Goblet of Fire, and Edward does as well. We find out you got to be at least, I think, 17 or above to, like, enter. These niggas are, like, 14, so Harry can't join, Ron.
Harry don't even want to join.
He don't want to be a part of shit.
He was like, I'd rather Hermione go.
When they start talking about, like, you know, it's, like, some dangerous test or whatever, it's like, oh, nope, I'm out.
I'm good.
Like, I just try to go to school and niggas try to kill me. Why am I running into more danger?
Say y'all bugging. Yeah, y'all want me to die.
It was like, I'm the last person to sign up for this shit. Like, pass. Big pass. So these other niggas, they all sign up. The names start coming out. And before I do that, we find out that you can only enter, you can only be a part of tournament one if you're 17 or above. And two, you actually have to physically write your name down and throw your name into this goblet. Okay, cool.
Then you're magically...
you're bind.
You're contractually obligated
to be a part of this shit.
To be a part of it.
Okay. They set the rules. JK wrote out the rules to how this shit works. Got it. In the back of my head, it's like, this is a Harry Potter movie. So somehow this thing has got to be involved. Somehow.
In some capacity.
Exactly. The names start coming out. Dumbledore's knocking out the names. Obviously, it's Crumb, Intense Ass, Edward... and Shorty. I forgot Shorty. I forgot her name. They said that name so fast, I rewinded mad times. I couldn't get it. My bad. So clearly it's those three. We got one person from each school. It's three schools. That's the rules. One person represents the schools. Dumbledore said all this shit. There's a fucking fourth name. And in the back of my head, I'm feeling like Cardi B. Wow. How convenient is that? Explain how this shit is going to happen. They don't. Because even Dumbledore's for the great wizard Dumbledore is just like, what the fuck? Like,
first of all, Dumbledore's reaction to like was actually some of my favorite like reaction, because I was like, this is the first time we're seeing his brain, but it worked in that moment.
It
like
did.
When you
it
see
did.
Like when you see Joe Biden cook somebody, it's like, oh shit, that nigga. Nigga seen Harry Potter said, how did you put your name? Did you put your name in the thing? And then like Harry's like, nigga, no, I don't want to do
this. He was like, yo, I yelled when everything was on mute. Like, do you think I want to be a part? I don't want to be, I don't even want to hear be here.
Ridiculous. Then the niggas, they go to
the other. Yep. They're saying,
like, oh, basically, how could this happen? They can never be like two champions. Probably shouldn't let this happen. And at some point, they all like come to the consensus. This probably has to do with Voldemort.
Shit.
So this has to do with Voldemort.
We might gotta let this play out.
And then they all say together, let's see what happens. And then they all start like, you can see like them just all start making excuses. Like Harry be in danger. They're all just like, well, it is contractually agreement by magic. Like,
they said they said everything except for the line they should have said. If he dies...
Yeah, he dies. That's basically how they felt. And they was like, figure yeah, so out, I guess he got to do it. So now our son Harry's there.
Yo, I thought that shit was absolutely
nuts.
Insane, nigga.
Like, Hogwarts, another.
Hogwarts is New York. Them niggas got two teams,
very
bro.
Bad education. Yo, honestly, Eric Adams must be the mayor of
Hogwarts?
The magical world. Because he must be cutting funds from Hogwarts.
Bro.
Because they just be doing.
Bro.
They be putting their students in things. They be fucking wilding.
How you still get more students? Like, I don't understand. That's why I told you. I'd have probably took the chance with the Russians.
I'd probably
at
go
least
to the Russians.
I'd have been diesel enough to hold shit down for my... Yo, imagine Voldemort running up on me and I bench like 300,
I'm not gonna lie.
Nigga.
It gotta be more schools than just those three. It gotta be more schools than just those.
Yo, not
are you telling me Africans don't got a school? That's kind of racist. My only the three schools is all white. Why is one of them French, one of them is Russian, and one of them is from England? What happened to America, nigga? What happened to Africa, nigga? What happened to Japan, nigga? What happened to the Asians, nigga?
Yo.
Nah, JK, you a piece of shit.
Hey, man. But, I mean, we do find out that she is a piece of shit. So, consistency?
Like. Yeah, conservativeness.
Anyway, so, like I said, Hogwarts getting two entries is crazy. These niggas is New York. They the Giants and the Jets. They the fucking Nets and the Knicks. The Islanders and the fucking Rangers. Mets and the Yankees. These niggas got two teams, nigga.
You gotta double it up. It was like, you know, we gotta double it.
It's like, yo, like, clearly this is set. If I was the other school, it's like, no, nigga, no. One of them gotta, like, leave. Like, you're not getting two. Like, why would you get two? Why do you get two, nigga? No, do it over. Do the goblet shit over, nigga. Like, let's do this whole shit again. Like, there's no way. Like, I'm not giving you niggas two teams. Fuck y'all niggas. So anyway, Ron, like, character change in that moment is super fucking jealous. Like, this nigga is pissed at Harry. And I'm just like, yo, like, where is this coming from, bro? Like, that was you was in his chest. You was like his left titty, nigga. Like, nah, what I don't happened, care. Nah, son? I don't
care. I'm on Ron's side. I'm on Ron's side. Because for the last three movies, the nigga just has been called Harry Potter's friend and a poor bitch from everybody. Me you too, poor man. Ass, poor Weasley. You poor motherfucker.
I live under the steps.
The nigga, like, the nigga just be chilling and somebody, here comes some British motherfucker. Oi, you fucking poor, eh? You fucking wanker. You poor wanker. You have to wear your brother's hand-me-downs, eh? And like, that nigga just gotta chill. And then when he try to say something, they're like, you're just Harry Potter's friend, bitch. Yo, he gotta live like that, bro. At some point, you're gonna be like, nah, I'm my own nigga. So
yeah, I get it, but why are you taking it out on me, nigga? I'm not sunning you.
Nah, you trying to sun me. Because you
fucking. I even want to be in the tournament.
Hold on. Nah, I don't care. Because by that point, I'm on Ron's side. You son of a bitch. How you sneak your name in there? Nigga, you keep trying to take all the fucking thunder, you son of a bitch. Yo, you don't want to tell me how you got your name in there? All right. You can at least put your boy on, nigga. It could have been me and you, nigga. What the fuck? You think I don't want shorties too? Come on. Nigga didn't hold his boy down, man.
Yo,
I don't care.
I'm crying, son. Yo, so this nigga Ron is pissed at him, son. And I'm like, yo, you gotta relax. You know your mans. He don't want to be in this shit, son. He just want to.
That is
just
true.
Don't want to be at
nigga
home.
Nigga didn't even want to be a part
he
of it.
He just don't want to be at
it's,
home.
Yo, it's dead like how Jon Snow was with the yo, homies. When they were just like, you always want to fucking take the thunder. Nigga was like, I don't want to be me. I don't want to be me. You want to be me? Please be me. Please.
Now, that one, call him Jon Snow. I'm not Jon Snow no more, nigga.
I know everybody wants to be like, nigga, if I could be Ronald Weasley, I would tomorrow.
Yo, nigga, you got a house and a family.
You got
nigga.
A fucking family, on, nigga. They son. Love you, nigga. Your brothers is cool as shit. What the fuck?
Y'all got a car and shit. You don't gotta sleep under the steps, nigga. I want to be you, son.
That ass.
That shit was hilarious.
Nigga, so you got both parents? What the fuck?
Oh shit. It's like, yo, I want to be Clarence, nigga. Like, you're dissing Clarence. I want to be Clarence with
that
the
ass.
Nice parents, nigga.
With the
like
two
fuck?
Parents. That had a real good marriage. Yeah. Like, that's what I wanted, nigga.
Oh shit. So anyway, Sirius just sent his reply back after all this shit happens. I'm like, okay. So he sends his reply back. These niggas basically read an email because he's talking to this nigga through
the
original fire.
Email.
Yeah. Like, and I'm like, yo, if you could talk to this nigga through the fire, why y'all ain't just do this from the start, bro? Like, why don't y'all set up a fire meeting on some Are You Afraid of the Dark and just
yo,
talk
maybe,
through the
maybe,
fucking fire?
Maybe they got wiretaps for the fire.
So this nigga's having a conversation through the fire or whatever. And he's telling Harry, like we learned in the first three movies, yo, Harry, thanks for sending his letter. Let me pass on this very important information to you that you never heard before. It's ops in the school, my nigga. Like, yo, bro, like, again. Like,
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to read that letter and rip it up. If I was Harry Potter.
Like,
I'm
yo,
like,
thanks.
Nigga, duh.
Thanks.
There's always ops. Like, nigga, first of all, I just got put in a tournament. I never asked to fucking be
this
in.
Clearly ops.
Obviously, it's ops in the school,
it's
nigga.
Ops in the fucking school,
thanks,
bro.
Thanks for the fucking heads up, Godfather.
We got to talk through a fucking fire for that. Like, dead ass. So anyway, you know, Ron comes downstairs like, hey, nigga, who you talking to? You cheating again? He's like, no, nigga, like, I'm just down here chilling. Like, I got to prepare for this tournament. I ain't want to be a
I'm
part
not gonna
of
lie,
it.
My favorite arc is Ron on his ass. Like, because Ron was really on his ass. Like, for no reason.
For no
at
reason,
that.
Son.
Like, Harry just trying to, like, be alive.
He's like, yo, like, I, there's people trying to kill me. Do you think I want attention right now? Like,
bro, please.
It's too hot.
Please,
for me,
I need
son.
A friend right now. Please.
No, nigga. You in the tournament without me, nigga. Fuck you. The deadly tournament, nigga. You just gonna die without me?
You just got yo, real shit though. Yo, Dennis, I'd be so mad if you went to like some like, yo, if they built the arena and I find out Dennis is in the real life danger room without me, I would pull up. And jump on in the arena, oh, nigga. Shit. I'd be pissed.
This nigga shooting up the fun. This nigga shooting up the fucking tents and shit.
I got to. I gotta stop it. Cause we were supposed to do that together.
Shit. All right. So
a one man pod is not as fun.
So yeah. So Ron is mad jealous or whatever. The fight. Yeah. So we have Ron just acting mad funny for like for no reason. Malroy shows up just to tell Harry like he finna die in the tournament. That's one of my favorite haters because this nigga is consistent. He a piece of shit, but he is consistent. Like, he's just like, hey, you finna die, my nigga. Like,
can we also talk about how he almost shit himself? Harry finally fuck away.
Yeah. Yo, yeah. He wasn't ready for that.
I'm not gonna lie.
He wasn't ready for that.
This is why I agree with Dennis saying when the writer's room was lit, they was writing.
They was writing, son. Like,
they had Harry basically be Jon Snow. And we all like that Jon Snow arc where he's just like, I don't want to do this. And they like, you
got to
do this.
But you got to, though.
And like,
but we need
then
you.
The people around him start getting jealous, but they don't realize the nigga dead don't want to do this. Be a regular nigga.
Just
and
chill.
Be loved and shit. And like, but also the writing was good because you could understand.
Yes.
Like, because at the end of the day, like, let's be real. Imagine you're a part of the wizarding world, a regular part of the wizarding world, a Hogwarts in a regular.
Right.
Then some famous kid. Right? The famous kid pulls up to the school. Every year something happens. As a stranger looking on, you can hate the nigga or you can fuck with the nigga. But I feel like as a friend, that brings immense pressure. Imagine, like, yo, just like, let's even put it like, let's go back to Beyonce. Let's say your best friend's Beyonce. You know how much pressure that's put on you if you live a regular fucking life? Let's be real. Your best friend is LeBron and you don't do shit. Well, that's not that you don't do shit. You don't do nothing that LeBron does.
Right.
So everyone's going to look
you
at you.
You were at the post office.
Like,
so
your LeBron
you, bro.
Friend, what the fuck is wrong with you? So like, and also let's put it to even crazier terms. Let's say y'all both 14. You don't know how to fix your mind, think of your emotions. So now in your head, you just like, am I a bitch? Like... Like, am I a hoe? Like I've been with you for 3 years. Nigga, remember when we was playing chess and I almost died, nigga, for you? And you keeping secrets from me, bitch? That's where Ron was coming from. So
oh,
I felt like,
shit.
And I say that to say, after all of that writing and all of that building of, like, Harry is just, like, isolated again the fourth time he's tired of this shit. And now your biggest hater pop out like
you finna.
I'ma wear a black suit to your funeral. Nigga. He was.
He
like,
had enough, son.
Get away from me, you bitch! This nigga Malfoy almost shit himself. Wait a minute.
And in typical Malroy fashion, because you know Harry has his moment. He stands up, he shakes him up, and then he's like walking off. This nigga Malroy pulls some bitch shit, nigga. He's about to shoot this nigga in the back,
son. Out while the nigga walking away.
Moody was like, "Nah, nigga." Turn that nigga into a ferret.
Nigga in the other nigga pants.
I thought that shit was hilarious because I was like, you know what? I usually fuck with Malroy in these movies, but nah, that was some bitch. That was a bitch move, bro. Like, you bitch, can't shoot the nigga in the back. Come on, away, bro.
Man, he just bitched you come in front of your man. Son.
But at the same time, that's a hood move, nigga. That's a hood move. You've seen 90s hood movies. You that's know, how niggas end know, up getting shot at, you already the, know at that the party,
my,
son.
You already know my boy's not being on mute.
You know what I mean? That's literally...
like, he that nigga. He trying to ruin the party.
Yo, it's literally like when you stand up for the shorty like at school and the haters are like, all right, we gonna see you at the party, nigga. You go to the party, you having a good time, nigga. Ow! You talking to the same shorty you say you kicking game. And here comes the haters, nigga, to shoot the fun oh, up, no. Nigga. Ah. It's yo.
That's what that why? Nigga said. When she was like, chill, he was like, why?
That's literally what it is, man. You know what I mean? So gets like,
turned into a fucking ferret. Yo, fuck so, him. Fuck Malfoy. I hate that nigga.
So he turns him into the ferret. The other teacher comes up and it's just like, yo, you can't be doing that, son. Like, we don't do that here. We don't transmorph students. Like, we don't turn niggas into ferrets. But at the same time, it's like, what you was going to let him do? He's going to let him just shoot Harry in the back? Like, come on. Yo.
I'm not blind, nigga.
Exactly.
I see what's going
on. I see what's fucking going on, son. Like, you, y'all was really about to let this shit go down. Like, why y'all don't fuck with Harry, son? You already got him in this dead this danger tournament.
You don't even want to be a part of that shit.
Yo. And then you're going to let him get shot in the back on school property?
Niggas is wildin'.
Come on, son. Niggas is really wilding. Y'all got me defending Harry. That's how I know y'all niggas is wilding. So anyway, he leaves with Moody and they're trying to strategize because he finds out that the first of the three trials is with a dragon. And in my head, it's like, okay, is this not a school for 14-year-olds? Why? I don't care if these niggas know magic, bro.
I'm not gonna lie. They don't know that even much if you're magic. 17, why are you fighting a dragon?
Why? What is this proof? What are we proving? Because honestly, I feel like if I could beat a dragon, why I'm in this school?
That's true.
What are you teaching me? I beat a dragon, nigga. One-on-one, what are you teaching me? What's the fucking point? So I was confused about that. So anyway, he goes with Moody and like he's like explaining shit to him. He's like, you know, trying to strategize, figure some shit out for this dragon shit. Because it's like, bro, like you're 14 and I feel like you're going to die. At the same time, I still, in my head, I feel like he's still oppie. But at the same time, he did save Harry. So I kind of got to... He saved him from the wand shit. He's trying to help him with the dragon shit, but it still don't feel right because the nigga just got one eye. Yeah. I know that's not... It's not a good reason to not that's like crazy. Somebody.
But that nigga, other eye moved too crazy.
It moved too crazy. And this nigga know mad evil spells. Something don't... It just still don't feel right.
Something don't work.
And they said there's ops in the school. So
yeah. I don't know.
I can't prove it yet.
But that nigga weird. Yeah, and I don't know. It don't help that your name is Mad Eye Moody.
Yeah.
I don't
good
know.
Niggas don't
I
don't get think, names like that.
I don't think I would hire like a Crazy Arms Craig.
Yeah, exactly.
Like into my company.
Something don't seem
like
right.
A nigga named John Robbery Ford. And you like, exactly. Why they call him Robbery? And they like, oh, well, we don't know actually. Oh, well, he's not hired.
Yeah. So anyway, like, you know, like they find out that the dragon shit is it protects the egg. So you got to come up with a strategy to get this egg from this dragon. Okay, cool. So Harry's like we move on to the actual tournament and like everybody else does their shit. We don't get to see what they did, but clearly they succeeded. These niggas is older than Harry. They know more magic than Harry. They figured their shit out. Send little fucking Harry Potter out there to fight this dragon. And he's just like, what the fuck? Like, this is for real. Like, this is not a magic dragon. This is an actual this is a fucking dragon.
Dragon.
So, this nigga is trying to figure his shit out. And he calls for Megazord power. You know what I mean? And he gets his super magic, super fast broom.
Asio Fireball.
Yo. He's smart. That shit was smart. So, he calls out Megazord broom power. You know what I mean? And this nigga is looking like Benny... running from Hercules, nigga. Like, that nigga is fast. Like,
I was like,
God damn, this nigga is fast.
He's out.
This nigga, he's the fastest kid alive. Like,
they had to show you the shit that Sirius got him.
Yeah.
It was like, yes, sir.
And I was like, that's why I said writing, nigga. Like, oh, good shit, writing. It's even fucking connecting the movies.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, niggas is writing now. All right, I like this. So, you know, he's on the broom or whatever, skirt. This nigga's moving around to the point where, like, they leave the fucking school. Like,
yeah, the dragon bust out, almost kill all the professors.
And one of the things I thought funny about that is if I go to a tournament and the tournament says there's a 14-year-old versus a dragon, and we tie the dragon into the arena, he has to stay here. Now the kid leaves the arena and the dragon also leaves the arena. What the fuck am I staying here for? Them niggas probably died wherever they went. Like, why am I? They stood there waiting for Harry to come. You don't know if he was going to make it back. It was a dragon. Bro, what are we here for?
I'm not going to lie. I would stay. I'd be like, damn, I would see how this turned out. Is the dragon going to come back or is Harry going to come back? Like, who died?
Like, at that point, it's like, what am I here for? Like, I can't even see what's going on. Like, and we're fucking magicians. Why we can't put up like
why don't got magical why we don't drones?
Got a spell? Yeah, why don't we got like a spell to put like a every stadium has a giant Titantron.
So why they don't got magical Titantrons? Why that exactly should that should be possible?
Exactly. Why are we not getting live?
I got
feed?
Moving pictures. There's no way you're telling me you
why
can't
we don't got a live feed giant piece of what's of going on with Harry
with magic and we can see what's going on.
And at what point you as an adult and a teacher step in? Because that point is no longer the tournament. Yeah. This nigga left. Like, when do you say, all right?
Also.
Okay.
Also, the magical custodians have
so much work, bro. Like, so, yeah, all this shit is going through my head while all this shit is happening. Nigga, Harry at this point is really fighting for his life. This nigga, the shit is literally trying to kill him. It's not even like they were like, oh, just rough him up a little
bit. No. It was trying to murder him.
I'm like, yo.
It was they was like, yeah, this is the most aggressive dragon. Like, what are you doing? He's the youngest nigga.
He's 14.
Y'all bringing the most aggressive dragon for the youngest nigga?
Yo. So anyway, he's out. He doesn't use any spells or nothing, but he manages to like get through like this like tunnel area, which technically is smart. I'd have probably done some shit like
CTE
that.
CTE himself.
Yeah. Let the dragon knock himself out. They still don't go after this dragon, by the way. Like, he comes back, he gets the egg. We never hear about this dragon. That's just the dragon just loops now in Hogwarts.
It's a free dragon.
Just doing whatever the fuck it wants. And no one seems to fucking care. This goes back to what I was saying earlier about wizard security. Because where's Peter? Where are these niggas? Why you just got
they
this?
Don't have dragon handlers?
Yo, like
I thought Weasley's brother brought that dragon.
Exactly.
So, like, isn't he not the handler? Isn't he not supposed to, like, follow the dragon as well? Like,
Yeah, I just got this dragon just loose. Just loose.
And they just let Harry just pull back up.
Yo!
Like, oh, yeah, the tournament, yeah.
Shit crazy. And I know in that moment, I'm just looking at Ron like, yo, bro, dead ass. You just have to show off. Like, you couldn't just get the egg here or just die. Like, you just had to take the shit to a whole nother plane and come back and still do it. Dead ass. With the super fast wand, point, with the super fast broom, too.
At this point, I was just like, all right, Ron, you gotta relax, nigga.
Like, word.
So your boy almost died. Just word. Now. I would have been like, yo, are you good?
He even asked, nigga. Like, again, huh? Just.
Nah, again, I would have been like, yo, bro, what you need help with? I'm not gonna lie. Like, if you went to the danger room and came out and pulled back up, the next episode is going to be glorious. I'm going to be like, yo, we got to get you a crown, bro.
Yo, nigga.
He's a champion.
Yo. So anyway, like I said, he gets the fucking egg. And you could just see in Ron's face, just like, whoopee. Like, all right.
Whatever.
Again, there goes
Harry. Potter wins again.
Know this story.
It was on Voldemort's side at that moment.
Yo, dead ass.
Like, yo, bro, relax.
Yo, he would have been scheming with this nigga in the beginning. Like, I don't fuck. He was the person that broke in. It was like, I don't fuck with him either.
I can help.
What are we gonna do about this nigga?
I'm crying.
Oh shit! See, that's why I know Voldemort wasn't truly on his game. Because if you really want to get rid of,
you would have got Ron.
Like, yo, you fuck with that nigga? Because I don't fuck.
He was like, yo, he would have looked at Ron and said, "Don't you hate being like just
always second fiddle, son? You always number two. You ain't got tired of that shit, son."
Got his ass.
I don't know about you, but I feel like if we killed Harry, you moved to number one. You know what I mean? This is literally Darth Vader's plan for Luke.
That ass.
It's like, yo, if we kill the big homie,
it's just us.
It's just us now. Like, if Voldemort don't watch Star Wars movies, confirmed.
I'm fucking crying.
Because if he did the rule of twos.
Nigga woke up too late.
Yo.
He should have seen the trilogy. Yo. He was gonna understand.
See? Star Wars saving lives, son. It would have helped this nigga out. So anyway, Hogwarts is, we find out Hogwarts is having a ball. Sneaky's having a dance.
Party time.
You know what I mean? Ron and Harry, like, the only ones with, like, no dates.
Sideways. Which is sidebar. My favorite art.
Yo.
Love it. I
Which is crazy to me, because this nigga was the only person to survive a death spell, fought Voldemort,
beat a dragon. It was like a freshman, like, Quidditch, like,
where?
It was crazy.
Where?
He was a loser. That's what it was.
Which is crazy. Look at my resume. Look at my repertoire.
He was a loser.
That's still crazy, bro. He was a loser.
Literally, because he was a loser.
Voldemort.
I know, like, but he's a loser.
Where are the bitches?
Where's
the titties?
But it wasn't.
But, like, that scene, because
he was a dweeb. That's the crazy, problem. Son. Him and Ron. And then because Ron was hating so much, blocked all his blessings.
Yo,
like,
and
bro, you hate.
Even Hermione was like, "Yo, I don't know about y'all niggas, but I'm gonna beat it. I got me a nigga. Like, niggas ask me, like,
what the fuck?"
And they just like, tight.
"Wow, I was tight. That's
wow. Ain't nothing he could do. Fight, pull up on Crumb, nigga.
Beat his ass. Now you got your ass beat, and your homie is wild and the greatest. You double mad now.
Yo, now you down bad. Your crush got a nigga." Got the main nigga from the other school, and your main homie is in this tournament and shining, nigga.
I'm not gonna lie. That's what Voldemort fucked up. He just sent Victor Crumb to beat up Ron. And then when Victor Crumb beat up Ron, Ron would be at his lowest, and then he'd pull up. Like, don't you hate this nigga?
Yo.
I feel
why
like
he ain't help you. That's him, crazy. If I was your friend, I'd have helped you, son.
Like, he even told you to chill. Cause, like, they both in the tournament.
And you know, chilling pay the bills, nigga. Like,
hey, yo, and that Crumb nigga got your bitch.
Yo, I don't know, son. You trying to get your bitch back?
Kill Harry Potter?
Is that
he's like, yo, don't even care about the second part like that, but care about getting your bitch
back. Now, is that not word for word, bar for bar, what Palpatine was doing to Anakin, nigga?
Yeah.
It's like, yo, you could save the bitch.
Can I get your bitch back?
Yo, you want her to stay alive forever, nigga? And he was just like, how does one learn this power? And that's how he got him, son. Yeah. In hindsight, nigga was trying to kill Harry. You should just got Ron to do it, nigga. Postmates, nigga.
Ron would have did it. Ron would have did it while the nigga was sleeping. How poor he was.
Yeah.
nigga would have did some grimy shit. He'd
been the big homie.
Son. He kept popping out on Harry at random moments when he was angry.
It'd have been Ron and the prisoner of Azkaban, nigga.
Ron would have been Tupac and Juice.
Yo.
Ron would have just kept popping out on Harry. Like, with
by the time Sirius found out, nigga, it's my school now, nigga. What the fuck? Let your pigeon niggas tell you
Ronald
that shit,
Weezy, nigga.
Got money, and the Goblet of Fire, nigga. Yo. Seriously, these books are my books now, nigga. So anyway, we move on to I believe it was So after this nigga gets the egg or whatever, we fast forward and Harry's dreaming again. And it's the same dream as before. These niggas can't get off of V Diddy's dick. They just won't leave this nigga alone. Stop dreaming about me, my nigga. Like, relax. Then we move forward with Edward, like, the next day, trying to help him figure out he thanked them because he helped them with the egg situation. And you know, like, them niggas having they have like a little conversation or whatever. What's up?
I was like, they got a little bromance.
Yeah, they had a little conversation, a little bromance going on. And we find out I think it was the second one where they have to do the treasure shit. Yeah. Yep. The second one with the treasure shit. And the treasure is, it could be something in your room or someone that you love, whatever the fucking case is. To me, that's also an insane fucking task, because now you got to go underwater. And after you go underwater, you have to take these niggas out that's literally drowning, that's stuck underwater. Like, why would this even, where does this happen? Like, why is this even a test?
Shit called gillyweed, and it only lasts for a certain.
So that's how he helped this nigga. He was like, yo, like, him, like, the other kid, I forgot his name, that stole the weed for him or whatever. They were like, yo, like, because one, you got to be underwater for like an hour, my nigga.
Yeah.
That, You're not Aquaman. Why the fuck do I gotta be underwater for an hour? Like, why is that even a thing? Like, when does this come into play? Like, one, I'm a wizard with a broom. Why am I underwater for an hour? Like,
hey, they wanted you to figure it out.
Yo. So anyway, I'm thinking in my head, like, this shit is stupid. Like, this, not the movie, but like the task at hand is this is a fucking stupid task, bro. Anyway, so they figure out the gillyweed shit, but he still isn't sure. But he takes it anyway, and this nigga literally turns into, like, Aqualad. Like, this nigga grows gills and shit, flippers. And it's just like, okay. But at the same time, in that moment, I feel like that's where I would have got competitive, because I would have definitely breezed through that whole shit. Nigga, I got gills and shit. This nigga's moving like Little Mermaid, like, exploring and shit.
I would have been Aquaman swimming.
Boy!
I would have been. Yo, you just heard Mad Jets underwater, nigga. They would have been like, what the fuck is that?
I'd have flew out that water into like a superhero pose. Be like, yeah, line me up for the third one, nigga. Then if Ron hated me, I would have understood, nigga.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, now you're just showing off. These niggas exploring, he barely made that shit out with Tom, son.
And not only that, here's another thing. Hogwarts is fucking
crazy. I feel like I know what you're about to say.
Did not give a fuck. Harry was down there. He seen Hermione and he seen Ron.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they're both like blowing up. Also some random girl and Cho
Chang. Yeah.
Right? So when you think about it, it's like everyone's date. Like the Victor Crumb's date, Cedric Diggory's date, Harry gets no bitches, so his date definitely was Ron. And then the girl's little sister.
Right.
Right? So he goes under and he's trying to save both Ron and Hermione because those both his niggas. He's like, all right, these are both my niggas. I gotta save them.
Yeah.
And then these fucking people from the deep in DC Comics pull up and they have Aquaman's trident. They like, we finna murder you, Harry Potter, if you like try to sell both of these
kids
people.
Going through this
so
shit.
So now I'm just like, y'all hired mer people to like protect?
Because
so you can make sure you could only save one person?
Because in my mind, one, why y'all doing this tournament here if you know it's hostile environment?
Yeah.
Because y'all clearly don't have a situation
no with these niggas.
Yeah, where it's like, nah, y'all you know on Sundays we do the tournament shit.
Y'all gonna have to be chaperones. Just chill, you don't know what I mean? Kill them.
Them niggas like, I don't give a fuck about your
so the nigga like puts the trident to this nigga Harry neck while he underwater. Like, I'll fucking murder you if you save both these people. And then like the shark head.
Yo, I fuck with that. My nigga was
That shit was hard.
That street shark shit.
That nigga.
That was hard, nigga.
Transfigured only his head into a shark head and was doing what we was talking about, swimming at like the
high-break
speeds. Fuck? And he saved Hermione. Says Diggory saved Cho Chang. And then Harry's like, oh, I bet. So I'm supposed to save Ron. He starts saving Ron. And then he realizes the other shorty is not there to save the little girl that's just in the water. So I'm watching the movie. And I'm just like, didn't that shorty get snatched up like earlier? Didn't those mer people snatch her up? She's not coming. to like save this little girl.
No.
So like Harry's is saving Ron. And I'm just like, yo, that little girl's gonna die. And like
I thought that shit too. I was like, oh shit.
And I'm like, I don't think they're gonna save her. Like, and then so then Harry, he a real nigga, showing his real Harry Potter shit from high school where he peaked. He like, nah, I'm a hero. Like so he's trying to save this little girl, and now the fucking these fucking octopus demon coming out the water and grabbing the nigga and pulling him down. So he just let them both go and let them both float up. He's getting murdered. Like, he's getting murdered by these little
things. Lucky they, he had the blicky.
They come back. They show him. The nigga has mad marks on him from these shits just fucking him up. And his gillyweed's like running out. And the nigga used some type of spells to shoot himself out the fucking water.
So this is one of my favorite parts. After this nigga comes out the water, he technically lost because he was third place or whatever, and he should not be able to compete. Well, last place because there were technically three other people. Dumbledore somehow can step into the Tri-Wizard Tournament where it's not a Hogwarts tournament where he can just do whatever the fuck he wants. This nigga is now proceeding over all the schools and says, hey, I decided at the last moment to give you the Good Moral Compass Award. Because, wow, that's so great that you saved everyone. So you get to be second place now. What? What are you talking about, son?
It was some bullshit.
What are you fucking talking bullshit. About, son?
But technically, all three of them would have made it. Because Shorty got knocked out. She didn't get the same. But like,
that's put bullshit, him in second son. Place
because of that. I was like, all right.
That's bullshit. No, you can't I just get it, do though.
Because you know what that does mean? It proves our theory right. They was going to let that little girl die. It was going to let that little girl die. Like, for them to give him extra points literally means that Harry Potter saved Hogwarts in that moment by not letting that little girl from another school die. That's how I felt. I felt like it was a neglect on the adults' part because they fucking suck. But Harry Potter somehow just saved niggas from one of the biggest scandals.
And this ties into the whole Jon Snow shit. And that's why I feel like, even though they gave it to him, me watching felt like he didn't do this to show that he is a good guy. If he was competitive, he'd have let that girl die because he would try to win. That's why, as Jon Snow, him just being himself keeps getting him into more shit.
Because it's just
like, I don't want the points. Like, I feel like if I don't win and I just save these people's lives, I can go home as a loser and this girl got saved.
Still
and
good shit.
And they're like, no, you actually did the right thing and saved her. So you gotta actually points. Continue.
And
it's just like, yo, bro, I tried to lose, bro. Yo. Like, I just tried to save a life and lose and figured this was over.
That's finna repeat itself again.
So it's
God
like,
damn it, why do they keep doing this to Harry, man? He don't care.
Bro. So now imagine Ron. It's like, Ron God, you're a fucking hero too? Oh my, what? How'd you get second place? And you cheated? Oh God, son.
Yo, nah, Harry Potter's literally DJ Khaled on the Suffering from Success, like, album cover. Like, with all the jewelry, like, yo, I never wanted this. Like,
and this is how I know Voldemort fucked up. Because, bro, if you didn't, there's a clear opening.
He could have got red pilled.
Bro.
They could have put Ron on Facebook. He could have been one of the part of the Facebook group.
He got radicalized, son. Nah, easy. Yo, like, all these different examples. It's like, yo, bro, like, you were so adamant about killing Harry.
You were so close.
You was right there, son.
You fucked up.
I can't even say, like, I was about to say, like, yo, your answer was under your nose, but this nigga don't even got a nose, got son. So that's why it didn't work, son. These writers was writing,
they
son.
They was spitting. It's right under your nose, but you don't got one.
Exactly,
nigga.
Son.
All right, guys, continue. Because we got to talk about how Harry Potter's downfall of just being a good person.
Right, right.
Does it.
Okay, so we move on. They freed Shorty. Dumbledore gives him the extra good moral support, whatever. And it's just like, yo, that's not how rules work. Like, the whole time, just like, yo, what's up with son? Like, you just cheat everywhere. Like, you are a consistent cheater. You don't care if it's, like, multiple schools. And the other schools not caring pissed me off, too. Because I'd have been like, no, nigga. Shark nigga is second, nigga. Fuck are you talking about? Fuck you talking about? Join some, nigga. Like, Street Sharks, we won this shit, nigga. Nah.
That's how you know Putin didn't run that
Yo.
No way he was allowing that to happen.
Hell no, nigga. So anyway, Harry finds, he's, like, having, like, this little outing with him. My nigga Hagrid finally gets some, like, airtime. Hermione and Ron. And he finds, Barty Crouch, like, knocked out in the forest, right? And they're like, what the fuck? Like, I know he still remembers what Sirius Black said. Like, yo, it's ops in the school, nigga. You shouldn't even be out frolicking along and shit. Like, it's ops in the school. So anyway, they're discussing possibly ending, like, the tournament. Because it's like, yo, it's mad interruptions. Shit is going crazy. A typical adult with common sense would have been like, yo, it's mad oppy. We might have to end this shit. Like, I don't think it's safe. I mean, the tournament itself isn't safe, but shit don't seem right. We should probably end this shit. They do not end this shit. They keep this shit going because it's fucking Harry Potter and the Magic World. So anyway, while they're doing that, he's like wandering around like Dumbledore's chambers or whatever. Because, you know, they wanted to question this nigga about, you know, why'd you find Barty Crouch just in the fucking forest? So for whatever reason, Dumbledore just leaves this nigga in his own chambers or whatever. Like, I don't even like, it's like the president just letting me just run through the Oval Office. Like,
yeah,
like while he's watching a movie or some shit. Like, what's AMC happening? Like, why you have access to this? Like, this is why Ron don't fuck with you. This is why I know Voldemort was fucking, it's way too many examples, son. It's like, yo, have you ever seen the inside of Dumbledore's office, my nigga?
I'm crying.
That's crazy. Like, why only Harry get access? Like, what's up with that shit? Y'all also the body.
Let me why ask you a question. Why you ain't time traveling with those niggas? Come on, I would have been on their ass.
And then they gaslit you. What are you talking about, Ron? We was here the whole time. Ron was the way in the whole time, son.
Damn, niggas don't be.
See, now this goes back into what I said when we first started the episode. If niggas had the stadium, they had time to sit there and plan out their scheme properly instead of being interrupted by niggas while they doing their shit in trap houses. See what I'm saying? That's how you tie everything together, baby. So anyway, these niggas, Harry's and what's his name, Chambers or whatever, looking around, being mad nosy, being white, and he finds the I forgot what it's called, but the memory shit.
Yep.
And he ends up going through this shit, and he's like sitting there in the middle of one of Dumbledore's past memories or whatever, and they have like this snitch nigga tied up. And he's just like, I'm a sink. I'm going to tell y'all what y'all need, whatever you need to know about everybody, if it means you can cut down on my time in Azkaban. In my mind, you don't really got to do that, because clearly it seems mad easy for niggas to escape Azkaban.
Yeah, like mad easy.
Like, for a wizard prison, it's way too easy. With a bunch of
supernatural demons that suck your soul out. It's like,
way too easy to escape that shit. Apparently niggas
just walk out that bitch.
Yeah, like, it's like, why is it so easy to sneak out of this shit? You don't be hearing niggas escaping Alcatraz that often. Or
technically,
like fucking...
I guess it's like the raft and like Ravencroft and shit from like the comics.
Yeah, like, it's like, yo, bro, like, it's mad easy. So anyway, he's sitting there, he's like listening to the shit, and you know, they're like clearly, again, like I said, they're like writing, because they're building this shit up. And we find out that the other person that the snitch nigga was talking about was Barty Crouch Jr., Barty Crouch's son. So it's like, oh shit, that was the nigga that Harry saw that shot up the fucking event earlier. And that's how you know a nigga guilty, because he was sitting there the whole time, and then once he saw his name, that nigga got up like he was trying to like attack the nigga that snitched on him. And they pinned the nigga down, and that's when I think Dumbledore comes in and he like takes him out of the dream sequence or whatever, or the memory sequence or whatever. So you find out like, oh shit, this is the ops that Sirius was talking about. This nigga is somewhere around the fucking school. This is the fucking ops. We gotta figure this shit up. So, yeah. So, like, he figures this shit out. He's talking with Dumbledore, who gives him terrible advice. And, no, super terrible advice. Because he's just like, hey, man, whatever happened to that nigga that I saw in your vision? He's like, that nigga's in Azkaban. He's like, nah, bro. I think that nigga shot up the fucking tailgate. Harry, don't you say that. Why you feel like that? Because I saw him in a dream. A dream? Yeah, I just keep having the same dream every night. It's crazy. I've never seen this nigga before, but I could detail this nigga if you had a lineup. Something's not right. We in a magical world, Dumbledore. What you think I should do? Hey, bro, if you having regular dreams about the same shit, like a premonition on a dangerous school where like niggas can try to kill you for three movies, and we got like ops here, and it's some funny shit happening with the tournament, probably sleep it off. Like, yo, bro, like.
And this is the time where his brain reverts to magical CTE, where it's just like, bro, like, what are you saying? Like, you literally introduced me to time travel. Bro, what is happening right now?
You escaped Azkaban, son. Like,
you introduced me to time travel. You escaped Azkaban. I literally watched your memories, nigga.
And I know someone in your memories. I'm 14. Why do I know the niggas in your memories before I was born, son?
What do you mean I'm bugging? but for three semesters straight, 3 years straight, you watch me come at for premonition after premonition come true. Like, nigga, what are you saying?
Oh my God, I was crying, son. This nigga was just like, hey, bro, forget about it. It's not a big deal. It's just a dream.
It is. I hate Dumbledore.
Oh, shit. All right. So we move on to the third task, and the third task is a maze. Which makes sense. It was a whirl of maze or whatever, but they're like, yo, hey, I know we said the dragon was dangerous and this being underwater with like mer people trying to kill you was dangerous. Well, you could actually really get hurt here. Like, for real, for real. Yeah. Like, them other ones, they were a little whimsical. If you whimsical your way through that shit, like gear fifth, whimsical your way out, you can survive that shit. But don't play with this shit, nigga. Like, we not gonna find you if you get
lost. Here's the best part of this one. They was also like, y'all are each.
Yeah, on top of that, on top of the trauma, now don't even trust your allies. Peers. No one. Like,
you don't have pairs, nigga.
Yeah, like, you in for self, nigga. Like, figure this shit out. These niggas in there already. Niggas getting murked. Shorty disappeared at one point. You got the ground trying to pull you in, like, the roots and shit. Like, and then you're moving around, and then, like, even the leaves and shit is moving around. This shit is like Candyland in One Piece. Like, it's just bad shit going on. It's also like
the labyrinth from the Greek mythology. Ass. Shit is moving. It's alive. Like, what the fuck?
In that moment, I thought about Batman for real, because there's that one Batman animated episode with, like, the labyrinth, with, like, the moving pieces and shit. Yeah. And he was just like, I'm not playing by these rules. And he reprogrammed the giant hand and was floating on the hand above the maze. He was like, yo, nigga, that's not Batman cheating.
He said, I am cheating, nigga. Yeah, absolutely. See, Batman not doing the mute.
Hey. But we also know Batman's not stable.
Batman's also not stable. You know what I'm saying? He's also going to be in the rafters during the Beyonce competition. Exactly. So no one going to hit him regardless. Yeah.
Oh, shit. So, yeah. So, like, these niggas stuck in a maze doing all types of wild shit that they were not prepared for. They did not go to class for the...
First of all, can we clap it up one time for Edward Cullen beating the shit out of the Russian?
Hey.
He fucked that nigga up in the duel.
Listen.
That nigga, the crumb nigga, thought he was going to go crazy. Yeah. He said, nah, nigga. I'm going to show you some shit. I'm going to show you some shit. Harry looked around the corner and the nigga just got with the fucking light and was flying. Then him and Harry was like kind of having a fist fight. It was like hilarious.
Yeah. So like while these niggas had a bromance the whole time, they both see the little light and it's like, shit, that's the cup, nigga. So these niggas racing for the cup. Edward gets caught up, which is hard for me to believe because one, this nigga's mad athletic. He's climbing trees and shit. This nigga
jumps out of trees and lands on his feet with superhero landing.
But all of a sudden, roots is too much for this nigga. Like, he's like,
the roots are killing me.
And then Harry does this shit where it's just like,
Do I win or do I save somebody?
It's like, do I show off on Ron even more? Or do I save this nigga's life?
But then this is when you see the complete Jon Snow in him. Like, I'm finna win. But then he goes, I don't want that.
Exactly.
I kind of don't
want that. It literally felt like he remembered what happened in the second shit. It was like, me doing the right thing got me further in this tournament.
Yeah.
So maybe if I just win, I can just get this shit over with. But then conscience comes into play because you literally hear Edward in the back like, oh my God, my leg.
It's like, fuck, all right. He's like, that's my boy. He helped me with the shit.
He did
like,
get me through the dragon part. I gotta help him now. I gotta hold him.
And then they have what I like to call the wizarding version of I'm trying to get like you, bro.
Yeah.
Where like they're just like, you just saved me, bro. You should win. And he's like, nah, bro, you my senior.
And then even like, in a moment, you see Edward like, nigga, are you gonna let me die?
Yeah,
I kind of was.
I kind of thought about it, but he said, but I came back. Yeah. Right? And like, then they're both just like, and then Harry, being the guy he is, he's like, what if we both touch?
He's like, fine, 1, 2, 3, go. And they both, and it's like, ah, these niggas, fuck.
Trap, and then
boom, plot twist. And plot I was like, where are these niggas? And then you see like the little frail body in what's his name's hands. And I was like, oh shit. What the fuck is
happening?
I was like, plot twist in a Harry Potter movie. Right?
It's happening. It's happening.
Sat up and everything, son. I was like,
what's going on?
What's happening? The whole time, This nigga, they were trying, Dumbledore was like, you put your name in the Goblet of Fire. The whole time, nigga, it was a whole plan set up by Voldemort.
By that boy.
That boy. That cripple boy, because he was weak.
Baby, he was a baby.
Baby flailing magic carp boys. And that nigga, he put the plan together. And it was a good plan, son. So, these niggas, Edward is confused, because he's like, what did I just step into?
What the
into?
Fuck is
like,
that baby? Who the fuck is that ugly baby?
And this is how niggas get, you know, this is called being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Because this nigga just gets shot for no reason. I ain't even do nothing.
He get hit with the never, never.
And that's how
he's out.
Your homie just dies. And it's just like, and it's the same spell that they use on the old niggas, so you know he not coming back.
But then it gets turned up a little bit more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Shit starts
then
turning up.
My boy, Peter Pettigrew, the nasty bitch that he is, nasty rat bastard.
Should have killed that nigga when you had the chance.
The nigga drops Voldy, baby Voldy, in like, a stew.
Yo.
He's like, drop the nigga in the stew.
This nigga's Professor Plutonium.
Why he drop the nigga in the stew? Chops his hand off into the stew.
Yo.
I'm like, what the fuck?
This is some little B shit. This is what little B be cooking, nigga. This nigga be cooking Voldemort, son.
Drop it in the stew, stabs Harry.
Son.
I'm like, what the fuck is going on? This is the first time.
How niggas know the ingredients?
Yo, no, high key, but this is the first time in a Harry Potter movie where I was just like, there's no way out of this one.
You can't friendly your way out of this.
Stabbed the nigga, got Harry's blood,
yo.
Poured it in the bitch. Nigga, Voldy pop out like a fucking T-Rex. Like a
yo, this nigga was T-Rex. Like Rita, son. Like,
Nigga, come out. Now.
I got some things to say.
I'm gonna be real. I would have popped out looking like Voldy. The Pettigrew was out. No nose. Yo, you out of here. I had a nose, nigga. What happened to that?
Why you ain't cut your nose off?
Why you ain't cut your fucking nose off, nigga? I got the rest of my body now. I don't got no nose. Anyway. Adult Voldy.
Yes, sir.
My favorite moment. I just only want to take over this part because I just want to lament on this.
Okay.
Where the nigga Voldemort gets his body, puts a fucking robe on, and his first action is to use his feet to push Cedric Diggory's face to look at the nigga. And just
nigga.
Immediately goes, such a handsome boy. I was like, no fucking way. Harry goes, get away from this. And I was like dying because I was like, they acting right now. I was like, first of all, they acting.
Don't put your fucking foot in my face.
Because when he said,
nigga.
Such a handsome boy, and Harry yelled, get away from him, I said, oh, these niggas hate each other.
Yeah.
And then Voldemort proceeds to be part of the first ballot hall of fame of fuck them kids and goes, the boy who lived. Your name is built on lies, boy. You know what kept you alive? Love. Your mother's love.
But oh, shit.
How much your blood can do, nigga? I could touch.
We're going to build up to that part. Because before he goes back to Harry, he calls all his dead homies. He was like, I got a lot to say. Y'all saw me. Y'all saw the condition I was in for mad long. Niggas ain't call me. Niggas ain't write me. Y'all saw I was fucked up in the game. Niggas ain't send no bread, put no money on my commissary. Y'all just left me for dead, but I'm back, nigga. Take your mask off, nigga. You see Malroy's dad's face like, yo. No, nigga, you know I was blood from the beginning, son. It was gang forever, dude. Nigga. For life, nigga. You know I can't. You know what I did. You boy, you know what I did for you in these streets. Like, yo, shut the fuck up, nigga.
You're a bitch. Shit for me. You let the 6ix9ine nigga
yo,
do shit for me.
Dead ass. Y'all had these niggas playing on my name and shit. Just left me out here. Left me for dead, nigga. Don't suck up to me because you see I'm back, nigga. The fuck? And then the snitch nigga's like, yo, I got your wine, nigga. I got your wine. I got your wine. I got your shit.
He said, you know what, bitch?
I got you.
Here's your hand back.
Yeah, he was like, you know what? You was the only reason you did this because you pussy and you know what I did. You know my name, how my name ring in these streets, nigga. You know how you exactly. You know how my body go.
You lucky I gave you a fucking hand, nigga, because you gave me no nose, nigga.
Fuck, nigga. All right, here, take your hand. I'm. You still loyal, but you pussy, nigga.
Nigga, kick Cedric Diggory.
Yo.
Harry goes get away from him, and his first immediate reaction to when Harry says get away from him is, oh, I forgot you were here. I was like, oh,
this how he's talking rude. His shit. This nigga's talking his shit. He's like, yo, you not even a factor, Harry.
Oh, he said, you're not even a factor.
We'll get to you, nigga. We'll get to you. I gotta talk to the homies first. We gonna get to you. Now you sit quick, nigga. Just sit right
got
there.
Got to, nigga. Got to Harry. Finally got to Harry.
One of my favorite parts. Just like you was about and to do.
Walk up to
on
him,
some Ray J shit,
and he
nigga.
Look at him and he say,
nigga said, I couldn't touch
you. They said I couldn't touch you.
But I touched it. I touched that nigga, son.
And Harry was just like, ah. And then like this nigga was just like, ah. He said, look how much your blood could do, nigga. Look what just a drop of your blood could do, nigga. He said, matter of fact, let the nigga go.
Yeah.
Pick your wand up.
He was like, woo.
He said,
you thought I wasn't practicing in a pen, nigga?
Nigga goes, you know how to do, don't you?
They taught you that shit?
He said, they taught you
know how
shit?
To use a blicky, nigga?
The first thing you supposed to do safe- is bow.
Bow, nigga. Then he I said,
he
bow,
said,
nigga.
He said, I thought your big homie Dumbledore. He said, you don't want to do this in front of Dumbledore. Nigga, make you look crazy, bitch. He said, bow. Hit bow, the nigga with the crucio.
Bow, nigga.
Then run up on him and then hit him with some other shit that
he was like,
now
take your shot. Take your shot. Take a shot, Harry. Take a shot, nigga. This nigga did some shit. He slapped that. Get the fuck out of here with that. I said, take a shot, nigga. That nigga was moving crazy, son. That nigga was moving crazy. I was fucking with it, too, because I was sitting there, just like I told you. It was like, I forgot the name of the fucking show right now, but it was like, yeah! They squabbling now!
Snowball.
Yeah, nigga.
I'm crying. Yeah, he was
moving crazy,
he was
trying
to fight a 14-year-old for real.
Yo.
He was like, yo, pick your fucking wand up.
Yo.
Nigga. It's Tom. It's fucking Tom. Pick it up.
Nigga was moving crazy.
Pick it up.
Man.
He said, bow. And bow.
Shit.
And bow before you do it, nigga.
Bow, nigga.
He said, no, it's serious. Tap. Shoot, nigga. Shoot, nigga. I dare you. I was like, Jesus.
Yo. Nah, that shit was crazy, son.
So rude.
So all this shit is happening. And like they do like a Kamehameha Galick Gun Dragon Ball Z standoff.
Which also, let me talk about it. As okay. A nigga that like read Harry Potter and fucks. I feel like the book kind of explained it better, but if you watch it, like Baltimore literally does Harry does like the
disengage spell. Yeah.
The disarm spell.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be real. No. There is no way they should have Avada Kedavra is one of the three craziest curses in this world. So this arm spell from Harry Potter, unless like
it's just an innate ability
that like
and like Gohan is.
I mean,
shit.
Technically in the book they explained it like it was like some Gohan shit.
Okay,
like his parents' love was behind. But like
I guess
he just did that shit in the movie, and it was just like, oh, he.
Yeah, and then you see like all the dead homies pull up with like the force powers. Edward's just like, yo, like I'm gonna help you distract them, whatever. Just take my body back to my parents, my nigga. And then Harry's parents are like, yo, we gonna distract them. Just get the body and disappear. So they do the shit. They all pull up on him like, ooh, distraction, TikTok videos, and they're just trying to distract the nigga. And, yeah, they doing that. They doing the Uzi. Like, and he's just like, I didn't see that shit before. That's,
what the fuck
that's
is that?
Different. That shit is literally the ending of Guardians of the Galaxy, nigga.
That ass.
They're just like, yo, dance battle, bro. Dance battle. Dance Ghost me, dance battle. And he's just like, what are you doing?
What's happening? What's happening? And then.
In that moment, he just completely forgets Harry exists. He's like, what are you dancing? And then Harry, that was the smoothest thing I've seen Harry do. Because he definitely runs to the body, does the spell to pull the shit towards him, catches it, and then they disappear. And then Voldemort's just like, are you fucking kidding me?
You nigga, I was pissed. Nigga was like, are you, what the fuck? He said, I almost did it, yo. Fuck.
I just had the perfect plan. We was going to kill this kid, and shit was going to be lit. I touched him. I touched him.
That Harry Scooby.
He Scooby-Doo'd that shit. That shit.
Yeah, the power of ghost.
Yo.
And then he did like a daring ass escape.
Yo. Indiana Jones, that shit last minute, son. So anyway, we were talking about Voldemort just being in his bag. In his satchel, because it was like fucking old timey shit. So they do the magic Kamehameha, this nigga disappears or whatever. He's back, back at the school, and everyone's cheering like, oh shit, Harry, you won. And this nigga's just there crying over the fucking Edward Cullen's body. Like, I told you I ain't want to be a part of this shit. I told you. It's the fourth fucking semester of this shit.
The funniest shit to me is this shit. It just looked like the way it is. It looked like they both pop out. They see the thing
that works out the body. Bad tail.
Yeah! Woo! Yeah! 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 Yes, sir! And Harry's fucking breaking down. And like, I'm just like, y'all niggas' awareness is horrible.
Yo,
because I feel like the nigga, bro, the first time a nigga pop out of any type of thing, I'm watching.
Yes. Yo, not even watching for a little bit. You know it's a deadly tournament.
Yeah.
You see a lifeless body on the ground. My first thing is, oh shit, that nigga's probably dead.
Nigga dead?
I'm not thinking, oh, he just took a nap. Like, no, you just went.
That nigga dead?
Yo, like, everyone's just like, woo! Hogwarts, both students back. And it's like, oh, wait. Is that nigga crying? Oh, shit. I think he's dead. And then the pops pull up.
He's
like,
crying.
Ah, fuck. And that was one of the few moments I was like, damn. That's fucked up. This nigga was just being a big bro the whole time, son. He could have definitely, like, because I thought it was going to be a betrayal moment when, like, after Harry helped them out.
I thought he was going to be the ops.
Yeah, I thought he would have been like, whoops. And then just go for it and be like, damn, yeah, Harry didn't make it back. That's so crazy.
I actually thought he was going to transfer with Harry and then be like, I actually am.
Yeah, I thought, yeah, exactly. In that moment, I was like.
Hey. I was like, damn, maybe Cedric Diggory's the bad guy.
Yeah, maybe he the ops. Turns out he was a good dude, son. Good dude. Loving my good food, son. That shit is crazy.
But you know what? He had to do it, so.
Yeah. So yeah.
Salute that man.
So Harry's fucked up. He's in Moody's office and those two are talking and we find out, surprise, that Moody is the fucking traitor. Wow. Again.
He's the nigga that was in the beginning with Voldemort.
Yes.
The other nigga that was with.
And I'm like, yo, are y'all serious?
We knew.
We find out that the real Moody was basically hog tied naked in a Teflar bag the whole fucking time.
He was in a Teflar bag and like the one of the big ones, yeah, the magical big, yeah, ones.
Call me if you get lost type bags, nigga. You should have made that call.
That ass.
See, this is why they need better forms of communication and magic and
fucking letters
and magics, because this nigga could have wrote a letter. Where was it going to go? Because the bird's not going to get through the bag. If this nigga had a cell phone, he could have text somebody.
That's
like,
right.
Yo, SOS, nigga.
It's me, nigga.
Yo,
actually,
yo,
me.
That's not the real me, son.
Not me, God.
Yo. Word. It could have been like Raekwon.
Yo, God. Yo, Dumbledore, God. Yo, Dezza. Call him Dezza.
Yo,
Dezza, it's not me. That's not me, God. Yo, ask him what's today mathematics. And the nigga don't know. He would have knew immediately.
It's over, son. Over. These niggas fucking up. So anyway, yeah. So we find out that the whole time it's not him. And who is it? It's fucking Crouch Jr. wearing a fucking Mission Impossible mask.
That nigga Roach Jr.
Yeah.
Fucking bitch ass nigga.
Wearing a fucking Mission Impossible mask.
Melted off. He didn't even... He did do a pretty good job, but he not Tom Cruise, man.
He not.
He should have knocked all them niggas out before his mask melted. That's how Tom Cruise do it. That nigga knock you out and then take the mask off.
I did like, what's his name, with the wand in his face?
Yeah, he said, I will fucking blow your face off right now.
Dare you.
I said, I love this.
I fucking dare you.
I love the aggression.
Snape was wild. I like that. I like
Snape
that.
Snape was a real nigga.
Yeah, I do fuck with that. So yeah, so we find that shit out. He's nigga used the transformation spell, which is crazy to me that
juice potion.
It literally works on even the greatest of magicians and wizards. Like, these niggas can't
they
see
they don't
through.
Got, like, some type of, like, where's face no detector, metal detector? Like, where is like, a wizard of juiced detector? They don't got, you don't like, got, like, some, like, drug test?
Something that checks if a spell is currently active?
Drug test teaches?
Nothing, son.
They don't check you, for, like, if you took potions or something?
Exactly. You should have some shit on going like that all the time. But anyway, yeah, so this nigga also escaped Azkaban. So this is why, I was just like, yo, like, is just a revolving door? Like, why is everyone able to leave this shit so fucking easy? Like, this shit makes no sense to me. So to me, at this point, they need a new jail. Like, this is one of the few times you're going to hear me sound like a Republican, but we got to build a jail, my nigga.
No, they need an actual prison. With
so this
actual...
is this this, well, this, this is what? The part for the Facebook fans. Listen, brothers, I'm down for a jail.
Oh, no, I don't think they'll like this one. We might need to reform the police in the wizarding world.
Nah.
They don't even help. Security. Don't help nothing. They don't help at the World Cup. They don't help at Hogwarts.
Nowhere,
they don't
bro.
Help anywhere, bro. Nowhere. Like, niggas be getting got all the fuck. And it be children
it's
getting
like,
got.
I swear, it's like these niggas all saw Prison Break. It was just like, yo, we gonna get the tats on the back.
Even better.
Yo, and just like learn from Michael Scofield, nigga. Like, we gonna figure this shit out. Anyway, Dumbledore tells the kids, all the kids, what really happened. It's like, yo, it was an op in the school. We took care of the shit. You can enjoy your summer. Just know, like, the crazy shit we took. It's wild. Like, keep a peace on you. You know what I mean? Don't tell your parents I said that shit, but.
Be careful.
Hey. Stay dangerous, you know what I mean? Because it's very, very weird out there. It's, niggas is moving devious.
I don't want to say this out loud, but V Diddy out.
Yeah, he out.
You know, that boy, you done snitched on, then came home. That's what Dumbledore said to Harry. Hey, that boy, you done snitched on, then came home. He gonna be looking for you. He gonna
this
be looking
came
for
home
you.
Early. He gonna gave be some names.
He gonna be looking for you, boy. Gonna be looking for you.
Stay dangerous, my nigga. So the shit ends. So basically, the shit ends, and this is probably one of the first times you kind of hear Dumbledore apologize for putting these niggas in danger. Like, yo, like, we kind of did fuck up. We did. We adults make mistakes.
Another mile. Another point where his brain started working.
Yeah, like, you know, we make mistakes. I'm supposed to be the greatest of all time, but look what I'm doing.
Look at me.
Look at me.
I'm a shell of my former self.
Nasty. Exactly. And that's a wild way to end the school year.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, well, just, you know, we good. But you
and
niggas.
You not good.
Woo. I mean, stay dangerous out there. Hopefully you learn something this year. You know what I mean?
Real talk. Hopefully you don't come back this summer. But next summer, when you come back, hopefully we got better security.
Know what I mean? This is why the tournament's so dangerous. You know what I mean? Because we figured if you could survive mermen and dragons... And mazes.
You could definitely survive V Diddy.
You could definitely hold your own. You know what I mean? Like, something. And that's how the movie ends.
Shout out to Family No Jutsu. Oh.
Yeah. So I would definitely say after I watched the movie, even though that was like it felt like a real fucked up ending. It was like, yeah, well, that was the school year.
Yeah. It's normal now.
And then back to my regular life. It just felt like, okay, I guess this is a better ending than time travel. So I can't hate that. And Voldemort was talking his shit.
Voldemort was going crazy.
He was talking his shit.
He put up 70.
He carried this movie for me. He did
he
some
put
shit.
Up 70 and then got too confident.
He did.
But he did. Still Voldemort.
I'm going to give the movie a 4. This is the highest I've given a Harry Potter movie. The fourth movie gets a 4 right on the nose.
That shit.
Know what I mean? I don't know if it gets better than this, but this was good. This was good. And I feel like it was good because I didn't hate Harry in this movie. You know what I mean? He stood up for himself.
Pretty good in this movie.
He stood up for himself. He wasn't too annoying or anything. He wasn't annoying because he really just didn't want to do any of this shit.
He was a victim the entire movie.
Exactly. He
and
was
like,
a victim.
When
we made fun of him
being a victim, I feel like it all came to boil. Like,
exactly.
It's like, even when he's trying his best, everyone's trying.
Exactly.
And he don't care.
So, like, he didn't ruin the movie for me. And then, you know, when Voldemort came in, he pretty much took over whole shit. So, for me, it's a 4. Like, if this is how... If Harry Potter started like this, I would be like, I understand the hype. The fact it took me 4 movies to give you a 4... Listen, I might have apologized for One Piece, But I don't think y'all gonna get that Harry Potter. I don't think y'all get that Harry Potter. We too apology too, for though. Me. We too. But, but you got one. It took four. You got one. This is a good one.
This is my favorite one.
It's a good one. So, you know, it's going
to
escape.
I'm excited to watch the next two because I haven't watched those.
Okay. Okay. But yeah, so like I said, I give this one a four. It's the strongest movie to me. The best written movie so far. It ties shit together from the last movie. You know what I mean? The plot twist was good. The scenes between Voldemort and Harry were good. It had its funny moments, but at the same time, you know, it was whimsical because this nigga finally, you get your revenge. So I'm enjoying this shit.
Like, yeah, exactly.
I'm
gonna talk some shit.
I've been waiting.
He really came at me, bro. Harry.
It's like, you know, it felt like a nigga that was like been plotting his revenge for a long time, and it's like
I finally
when
got
I
to
see,
it.
When I see that nigga, I'm gonna do the move where I touch
Ricky when I catch you, Ricky. 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 Ricky when I catch you, Ricky.
That was dead ass like him in that moment.
Like you could just see him just somewhere like, and then I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna say that.
Even like the intro of like using his foot to push the nigga face aside to go, such a pretty boy. I was like, ooh, this nigga is on his disrespectful bullshit.
Yeah, he been waiting. So like, I understand, but you flew too close to the sun, my guy. Like you went too close, you got burned. If you just dialed it back a little bit, you'd have got your revenge. And I'd have been like, yo, I might not have liked the first three that much, but it ended on a bang, nigga. This nigga won. In a crazy way, but you let that nigga out whimsical you, son.
Yeah.
You fucked up. But I did enjoy the movie. It is a good movie. And like I said, to me, it was definitely the best written. I felt watching it, I didn't have as many questions. I had like the typical like security type shit, but it's like,
of course, regular.
Yeah. But like as a movie itself, it was a well-written movie. Yeah. Not shout out to J.K. Rowling, but shout out to the writer's room.
Sister Soldier, the writer of Harry Potter series.
Dead ass. We gonna give her credit for Harry Potter going forward. So yeah, that's my final thing that I got for it. You got anything before we wrap?
Love this movie.
He did say that shit. So as always, this has been another issue of the Mighty Metahumans podcast, providing you with that high-quality nerd commentary. Subscribe, leave a review, tell a friend. You know what I mean? We on Patreon. If you're seeing this on Patreon, like I said, we giving video versions of our normal episodes on Patreon. So if you want to enjoy these episodes the way they're meant to be enjoyed, seeing our reactions, you know what I mean? Seeing the hammer pause, you know what I mean? If you want to see us, you know what I mean, the video versions of all these episodes going forward will be on Patreon, you know what I mean? Woo, building shit, you know what I mean? But as always, you know, you can get the regular episodes on all social media platforms. I mean, not social media, streaming platforms, your Apples, Googles, Spotify's. We still appreciate that, but video shit, fuck with us on Patreon. You know what I mean? Get the Gene Lannon tier. Get the Dennis Plus tier. You know what I mean? We got the Night Deviant. You know what I mean? Eventually, we got other shows coming. I don't want to talk about those just yet. You can find me on all social media sites as Old Dirty Dennis. That's OLDIRTYDENNIS. You can find my cards and my prints. Maybe you get something for Voldemort. Make him feel better because this nigga fucked up and lost on some whimsical shit. You get him a sorry card or some shit. You can find me on Etsy as Art by Den. That's DENN. Search my shit. Get that nigga a card. You know what I mean? Make him feel better because this nigga's fucked up in the game. He planned out his revenge perfectly and then fucked it up at the last minute. Work. He called the timeout. He Chris Webber'd the shit. You know what I mean? You can find my son Colton, though.
Colton Show __
Colton TH. Show.
Mm-hmm. Everywhere else is just the Colton Show.
TikTok.
I got a website, thecoltonshow.com. I also have
Pizza Parker for real. Check
out pictures.
You know what I mean?
I don't actually have any final quote. My final quote is I told you.
I would say the only other one was Voldemort's The Child of Prophecy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, also, some hated shit. Also,
The child who lives.
Yeah.
Your whole legacy has been built off lies. I love that. I love that line. Voldemort. Yeah, yo, such a great line. We out. Yo.